Hello, lovely people. Happy Friday Eve. It's Thursday, September 28th. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Let's start with a random thought Thursday. Why is it that only other people can tickle us? We can't tickle ourselves. Or why is it that when we're making cookies, we bake them, but when we're making bacon, we cook them? Anyways, now I'm just hungry, and I hope you are hungry for some knowledge. Let's get to our top story of the day. The U.S. government and 17 states are suing Amazon. They allege the company has abused its position as an e-commerce giant and harmed fair competition. That's why the Federal Trade Commission, also known as the FTC, filed a lengthy complaint alongside 17 attorneys general. The FTC is responsible for enforcing laws that protect consumers like us. They're meant to prevent fraud and unfair business practices. To that end, the new lawsuit claims that Amazon unfairly promotes itself over other sellers that use the platform and that it puts those sellers at a disadvantage by requiring fees for certain benefits. The FTC also argues that for sellers who list products on many different websites, Amazon forces those sellers to put their lowest price on its platform. For its part, Amazon has denied the allegations. In a blog post, the company's senior vice president, David Sapolsky, said the lawsuit is, quote, wrong on the facts and the law, unquote. Now, it's too soon to tell who will win this argument. The lawsuit could take years to play out. Elsewhere, however, potentially as early as Sunday, there is a looming government shutdown. CNN White House producer Betsy Klein has more.
The U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are working around the clock to come to an agreement on how to fund the government before it runs out of money just days from now. And there's still a lot of disagreement on how to get that done. If they can't reach a deal before the deadline, the government will shut down. And that means that all the money the government spends every single day on programs affecting all Americans gets shut off. Nearly 4 million federal workers will immediately stop getting a paycheck. And that puts an enormous burden on many federal workers, especially those who live paycheck to paycheck. Now, the White House has told each department and agency it's time to come up with its own set of plans and procedures detailing who's essential and who isn't. Here are some examples. U.S. servicemen and women are essential workers, so they'll keep working without pay. Still, the White House is warning that a shutdown could put national security at risk, as many of the civilian workers that support them will be furloughed. And while TSA agents and air traffic controllers are all essential workers, many of them can't afford to work without pay. And the last time there was a shutdown, in 2019, there were major delays at airports across the country because many had to call out sick to find other ways to make money. During a shutdown, according to the White House, the Environmental Protection Agency would roll back most of its inspection activity at hazardous waste sites and drinking water and chemical facilities. That could impact clean drinking water. And a government shutdown could also affect some of the country's most beloved treasures like museums and national parks. All Smithsonian museums and the National Zoo would be closed, according to 2021 guidance, though a shutdown would not affect zoo animal care. It's still unclear whether national parks would close, but in past shutdowns, the surrounding facilities have closed with trash piling up and toilets overflowing. There are lots of other impacts to services we all depend on, and the key question now is whether Congress can come together and reach a deal before the clock strikes midnight on Sunday.
10-second trivia. Which of these is a palindrome? Fire truck, race car, desserts, or vroom? If you said race car, put your hands up. A palindrome is any word or phrase that's spelled the same forwards as backwards. So entire phrases can be palindromes as well, like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Pretty wild, right? Well, race car is a palindrome that's at the heart of our next story. Meet Jessica Hawkins, the 28-year-old former British karting champion and W Series racer. Last Thursday, she became the first woman in almost 5 years to test a Formula One car. Formula One is the wildly popular sport for racing. There are 10 teams total, including big names like Mercedes, Red Bull, and Ferrari. Jessica Hawkins is an ambassador for the Aston Martin team. That's the same luxury car brand favored by 007, that's right, Bond, James Bond. Hawkins is no stranger to the franchise. She's earned movie credits as a James Bond stunt driver. Last week, she was the leading lady when she did 26 laps on a racetrack in Hungary to test Aston's 2021 car.
It's a big moment. It's a big moment for me. It's a big moment for the team. It's a big moment for women's sport, or women's motorsport especially.
And Hawkins said she hopes her test drive inspires more women to get into the sport. Now, for an adscititious story about someone who wants to inspire women to unlock their potential, meet CNN's champion for change, Sophia Chang. She created a mentorship program for women of color, like CNN's own Sarah Seidner.
This is my 27th year in television news. I have reported from Libya, Sri Lanka, India, at least 15 countries. I moved to New York in March of 2022. After 14 and a half years in the field, the pivot from the field to the anchor chair was uncomfortable. People think that I'm fearless because I go into war zones or because I go into conflict.
This is an important day, especially for the rebels.
But I am afraid of failure because I grew up with very little. That battle to survive taught me to work really hard. What Sophia does is she teaches you to break through that fear to get to where you need to be.
People always say, how do I start? I knew the second I met you, I'm gonna invite you to one of my dinner
you
parties.
You did, yeah. You knew me for 5 seconds. And you're like, I'm gonna show you New York, I'm gonna show you my New York, you're gonna come over to my house. Hey, so.
Gather humans like flowers. Why do you do that?
I'm a French lit major, and there was a play I studied, and the most famous line means one must cultivate one's garden. I love pulling people together.
Hi, beautiful chartreuse.
There's lawyers, and there are actors, and there are professors.
Cheers, everybody.
You are there as a vessel to learn and to give back. So it's a beautiful quilt of human beings.
Sophia stitched a storied career, most famously managing an A-list of hip-hop royalty.
I will never stop saying, my name is Sophia Chang, and I was raised by Wu-Tang. I was a yellow girl in a white world who wanted to be white. And then I meet Wu-Tang, and they are so reverential of Asian culture. They brought me around to a love of my culture, and therefore a love of self.
A self-love that later motivated Sophia to create a space exclusively for women of color. She calls it Unlock Her Potential.
Sophia is a champion. She's going to make sure that you feel proud of whatever it is you accomplished.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is a real fairy tale flight. Skydiver Max Manow detaching from a paraglider, then becoming the first person to pull off a wingsuit flight past the famous Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany. A wingsuit's webbed shape creates enough lift to slow descent, and that lift, along with the force of the fall, allows the pilot to glide horizontally. For this jump, Manow reached speeds of 124 miles per hour, and he said he's had almost 10,000 jumps in his career. Neuschwanstein, built more than 150 years ago, is said to be the inspiration behind the design of the castle in Disney's Sleeping Beauty. All right, for all of you beauties out there, we had so many great hashtag Your Word Wednesday submissions on my @CoyWire social accounts yesterday. Congrats to @KelseyBodart07 in Mrs. Losey's class at New Regal in Ohio. You submitted the winner. Adscititious, an adjective meaning additional or supplemental. Well done. Now, our school shout out today is going to Lewis and Clark Middle School in Jefferson City, Missouri. Go Trailblazers! Remember, subscribe to our CNN 10 YouTube channel and post your request for shout-outs in the comments section. That'll do it for today, y'all. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and I'll see you tomorrow, Friday.